Okay, Yashikoa for coming. It's Erev Thanksgiving, but we have to learn Torah. Okay, let's go. We are after the midterm. The Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rav Kahana. Darsh Rav Nosson Bar Menu Mishmeid Reb Tanchon. Ner Shal Chanukah Sheinichol Amayla Mechafam Apsula Kesukah Ukemavoy. By the way, throughout the Masechta, usually we have the term Ner Chanukah. In fact, Tosis over here has the term Ner Chanukah. The Gemara, the way we have it, has Ner Shal Chanukah. I don't know if any of your fancy Gersa issues pick up on this. What do they say? And so, I'm not exactly sure what this is, but this is actually relevant because there is a discussion in the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal about the text of the bracha. If any of you are Lubavitch like me, so you make the bracha lahadlik ne'er Chanukah. You don't say lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. The reason is because you say lahadlik ne'er shel Shabbos since you're allowed to get Hana'ah from the Neros. So it's ne'er shel Shabbos and you can get Hana'ah. But ne'er Chanukah is just a Chanukah candle, you can't get Hana'ah. That's what the Alter Rebbe has in the Siddur. I think that's what the Magen Avraham quotes in Maharshal. Standard Judaism is not Lubavitch. Don't quote me on that, but that actually doesn't sound bad. Standard Judaism is not Lubavitch, and in standard Judaism, the assumption is that you make the bracha lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. There's some discussion whether shel Chanukah is one word or two words. To the best of my knowledge, the only time in the Masechta that we have ne'er shel Chanukah is right over here on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. But even here, Taisvis kind of just writes ne'er Chanukah, not ne'er shel Chanukah. But nonetheless, I think that is interesting. Fine. So ne'er Chanukah. Above 20 amos is pasul, like sukkah and like mavoi. Tosis is bothered by the kasha. Why do we say it's pasul? We should say yima'et. So Tosis answers, well, by sukkah, we really say pasul. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of sukkah, that sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the word pasul makes sense. But by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the word pasul doesn't make sense. So by mavoi, mavoi is basically the halachan eruvin, that if I have like an alleyway, the way I'm attacking it is I have a beam on the top that is mitakin it. That's called a korah. A korah has to be within 20 amos, and the ner chanukah, like sukkah and mavoi, can't be over 20 amos. By mavoi, it wouldn't make sense to say pasul, so that's why the Gemara at the beginning of Erevin uses gima'et. By sukkah, we say pasul because it's a din doi raisa. Chanukah is a din de rabbonon, it should really say yima'et also, but says Tosfos, since we have Chanukah right next to sukkah, so we write pasul, because by sukkah it says pasul, Chanukah should also say pasul. That's the first approach in Tosfos. Hi, Sophia.
Hi. Could we say that, like, maybe, like, according to the verse that says the whole din of ner Chanukah is the lahadlik, so once you've already done it improperly, then it's pasul, and, like, you
wait,
it?
Wait. I think that's a second answer of Tosfos. Right? In other words, I think Tosis' second answer is that Inami lo ratzal harech yichabena v'imatena v'yasav yad mikena d'lamat l'hanicha kamoshi dolak es iyav shakadamuchach l'kaman. Right? Tosis says that in this case, if I lit the candle above 20 amos, I can't just drag it down because you'd have to extinguish it and relight it. Apparently, Tosis is saying, since kedamuchach l'kaman, like the Gemara says later on, that we pass in hadlaka osa mitzvah, and since hadlaka osa mitzvah, so when I lit the candle above 20 amos, it's a pasul candle, and I can't just drag it down, so therefore I'd have to extinguish it and then relight it under 20 amos. Okay, but let's just make two brief points on the Tosis, two technical points. The first technical point is Tosis's first answer. The reason why it doesn't say yima'et is because it says Chanukah right next to Sukkah, right? And by Sukkah it says Pasul, so Chanukah also says Pasul. What's interesting is there's another Girsa over here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Just if you look on the side of our Gemara, Ner Chanukah l'malam e'esrim ama psula kemavoi ukesukah. Is that interesting? So the Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa is exactly not what Tosis is saying. Because Tosis' first answer is Sukkah and Mavoi. There's also a little discussion based on the second answer of Tosis Tosfos over here sounds like only if you hold halakha osa mitzvah do you have to extinguish it and then relight. But if you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, so you wouldn't have to do that. That's a gemara in Chaf Gimel that we will encounter hopefully very soon. By the way, I plan on going a little bit quicker now, just because I realize that Chanukah is coming up soon and we haven't really covered that much. So I want to kind of pick up the pace a teeny bit, but the impression you get from Tosis is Tosis Kedemuchach L'Kaman, he's going on the sugya of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, which is how we paskin. Tosis at the beginning of Sukkah has the same exact thing as our Tosis over here, but Tosis says even if you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, still you can't just drag the Hanukkah candles down because people say, people say that I lit the candle for my own purposes. If you see me walking around holding a candle, you'll say, hey, why are you holding a candle? Right? Obviously, you have something that you're using with that candle. So because of that, Tosis says, even if you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, you can't just drag it down. Okay, not so exciting. Rashi writes that a Ner Chanukah above 20 Amos is possible. Why?
We can't see it,
and therefore...
No
Pirsume Nisa. That's what Rashi says. Now, what that means, I think, is that Pirsume Nisa is integral to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. In the absence of Pirsume Nisa, there is no mitzvah at all of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. It doesn't exist. That is what Rashi is saying. So the Ner Chanukah is possible, entirely possible, because there is no Pirsume Nisa.
Did Rashi say the opposite earlier?
Speak to me.
That when we say, why do we have to relate it? Rashi said because maybe we'll be negligible and not relate it, and we'll only be yielded.
In other words, in the sugya that we had about Kavsa Zakukla, right? So Rashi comments that the reason why it's Zakukla is because maybe you'll be posheya and you won't fix it, but you get an impression that you've got some sort of mitzvah. Now, right, the impression that we got from over there is that there's a mitzvah of hadlaka, even though there's no continuation of it burning, right? Which sounds a little bit like Pirsum Hanes. However, you could argue that maybe all Rashi meant earlier is that I got Pirsum Hanes for like a second, perhaps. You see, over here, on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, there's zero Pirsum Hanes. Right? Even for 1 second, no one sees it. But one thing I see from this Rashi is that we have to, what Talia is pointing out, we have to modify our understanding of the Rashi on Chaf Aleph. Correct? That's a very good point. Moreover, I see that the Shtikl Torah, you know that Sefer Harare Kedem, which people like to say over, so... we're not so into the Harei Kedem in our yeshiva, because I'll say it on tape anyway. I'm assuming no one from like Torah Moshe is listening. But Rabbi Shurkin, who wrote the Harei Kedem, learned by the Rav for 22 years. Now Rabbi Shurkin quotes some Torah from the Rav, some Torah's his own. It's hard to know how much of it is whose, and it's really a difficult sefer for that reason. Like the Rav purists, you know, I don't know if you know, there are like certain people who are like obsessed with the Rav. You know these people? So people who are obsessed with the Rav are not so crazy about the sefer, because some of the Torah that he has might not be Rav Torah, it might be his own Torah. But in Simen Kuf Samach Hei of the Harare Kedem, he notes that the Rishonim who speak about Hadlakas Neiros Babayus, Bisman Hasakana, so Minicha Shulchan Ovidayo, right? We encountered that Gemara already. And Rabbi Shurkin, or the Rav, whoever says this, is Medayik in the Rambam. That the Rambam says that the reason why B'shas Hasakana Minicha Shulchan Ovidayo is that even though I'm not Mekayim, the mitzvah Pirsum Hanes, because push comes to shove and no one can see it, it's just on my table. Nonetheless, there is another mitzvah of just hadlakas neiros. And the Rav or Rabbi Shurkin or somebody points out that in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, so the Rambam begins by giving us the history of Chanukah, because since Chanukah is not part of Torah Shebichtav anywhere, the Rambam has to tell us the history. And then the Rambam write that for this reason, Mipneza Hitkinu Chachamish Shabbosadur Shushmona Simama Yom Ha'elu, etc., that you light Neiros Lahar Osulagalos Hanais. And then he writes, Hadlakas Neiros is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim kikriyas hamegillah. First the Rambam writes that Hadlakas Neiros is Lahar Osulagalos Hanais, right? And then the Rambam says it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim kikriyas hamegillah. Right? If you look, it's Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel here in the Rambam. Right? The advantage of learning here is that you could all peek in the Rambam. So Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, right? Good eyesight. Right? So Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, so the Rambam says both that there's a mitzvah L'Haros L'Galos Hanais, and that there's a mitzvah of lighting candles on Chanukah, just like there's a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on Purim. Now, L'cha Ora, what that means, or whoever in the Harei Kedem, Simen Kuf Samach Hei, whoever that was, is saying that there's two separate obligations on Chanukah. There's an obligation of a mitzvah hadlaka kishala atzmo, and there's also an obligation of pirsam hanes. And bishas ha-gezeira shmad, whatever sakana, whatever it is, so then I fulfill the mitzvah hadlakas haner without pirsam hanes. Now, it's a nice read of the Rambam. It's really not bad. However, l'cha'ora, from this din in the Gemara, it's clear that in the absence of pirsam hanes, it's not hadlakas neiros chanukah at all. And you're not yildzei ki huze. That, I think, is correct. Hello, Adina Cohen.
Could you say that in Shas Sakana, there's at least pirsam hanes for the Balabais?
So the Ritva has that lashon. Right, I think he pointed out that on that Gemara, the Ritva says that the Pirsum Hanes Bishas HaSakone is for Bnei HaBayis. However, other Rishonim have the Lashon. I think we spoke about this in passing. Other Rishonim have the Lashon. It's not that there's Pirsum for the Bnei HaBayis, but the Pirsum is so the piersum like really does not exist. That there's no mitzvah of piersum at all.
Isn't isn't the Mordechai who says it in Shasta?
Speak louder.
That the Mordechai says in Shasta kind of basically the mitzvah is just like
in Shasta kind of like all the rules go away.
Like a
right? That Mordechai is kind of awesome, right? All the rules of Hadlakas Neiros go away. That might mean that there's no din of piersum aneis. We saw a gears on that Mordechai that even Lamailo Mechaf is going to be okay, b'shas ha-sakana, no?
So
that would be this idea that there is zero piersum, there's no requirement at all of anything. The b'shas ha-sakana is like a totally different mitzvah of Chanukah. It's not the Chanukah that we know and love. It's like a different thing. Right? His lashon, again, there are two girsos in that Mordechai. Is it deleka piersum or deika piersum? But the idea might be that it's a completely different thing, which we pointed out might connect to how we understand shas ha-sakana. Shas ha-sakana, just like even on a windy day, like the Ritva said, or shas ha-sakana mean only when there's like almost a pekuach nefesh situation. Sophia, you had a point?
Yeah. So the whole thing that we were saying. This is like going back to a while that I want to connect here, like the whole thing of like Chanukah, but like after like the Nes, like they had Halal the Hodah, right? Now in Purim, we don't say Halal, but our Megillah is
Megillah
sort of
is
like
Halal.
Our Halal.
Yeah.
So could it be in a way that like our Hadlakas Haner is like a Halal?
It's certainly possible. In that article that I gave you in my things, I quoted this piece that I don't like from Rav Betzalel Zsolti. So Rav Zsolti suggested that like the Hadlakas Neiros is considered some sort of Hallel, and therefore if you don't have Kavanah, usually for Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, you don't need Kavanah. We paskin Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavanah by Mitzvahs D'Oraisa. By Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, paskin Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavanah. But it could be that without Kavanah, you're not going to fulfill the Mitzvah Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah at all. And that would be because of this halal type of idea that not only do I need kavan, I'm doing the mitzvah, but I need kavan to thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu for the mitzvah. And that certainly is possible.
If it's a din, that's like maybe like the pursuing Hanisa just by like doing it, of like having your halal.
But again, but then the question is, Like, is it considered a Hanukkah candle at all? Like, what I'm questioning now is Rashi over here understands this Gemara that I'm not yotze the mitzvah at all when it's above 20 amos because there's no pirsum. That means it's not just that, like, it's nothing, right? It's not a hadlakas nerus Hanukkah at all, which I think is very much against that shtickle Torah that they are two separate obligations. That's really what I'm trying to say. Adina Cohen.
We had said, I think, earlier that there's some people who say that there's not, that pirsum for the B'nai HaBayis isn't, like, necessarily a real thing, right? So why would we differentiate between pirsum for the B'nai HaBayis versus pirsum for anyone who's outside if you can, unless you say it has to be people who don't know about Hanukkah, but then there's already a machlokas about whether pirsum is necessary for non-Jews. So, like,
but yeah, where, we spoke, right.
What's the point of pirsum in general? If it's
so
just
I think
that,
the point of pirsum is that the idea, again, the way I wanted to say it is that the Yontif of Chanukah is a ner ish ubeis, so it's a Yontif on the house, but because the Yevonim didn't allow us to close the door to our house, so what we're trying to say is that, no, we are going to have a mitzvah that we shine to the outside, which means that the values of the home spread out. That's how I understand it conceptually.
So therefore, you need something like outwards.
You need something outward. If it's just for the B'nai HaBayis, and I'm not spreading anything outside. The whole yisod of Chanukah is to show that the values that we have inside move outward.
What?
Again, this is like a drusha. I don't know if it's true, but tell you.
So like, what if you bring the outside in?
To bring the outside in.
Would that count the same as spreading values outwards? Like,
I mean, again, if I bring the outside in, I don't know if it matters if I'm, like, let's say, out a window and people.
Well, no, but meaning, like, if people are at your house. Like,
yeah, so that could also work. I mean, but I think the Gemara Bashas HaSakana means that, like, your shutters are closed and, like, no one's coming in. It's just you. Right? You're not bringing. You're, if. Like we spoke about, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you come back late at night, so you're supposed to wake up your roommates to light Hanukkah candles. I only advise people to do this if you know that your roommates want to be woken up. If not, like, it's probably usher to wake people up for no reason. There's no din of Gezel. There's no din of Gezel Shena. Like, you can't steal someone's sleep. I can only steal something's tangible. Gezel Shena, if you speak of that, it's probably Hezek. I'm damaging you because if I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you are not going to be functioning for the next week. Right? There's something about, like, that time frame, right? It just knocks you out. So, Gezel Shena's probably. So, I don't know if I have a heter to be mazik you so I could do a mitzvah. It's, like, a very strange idea. Right? I'm going to, like, hit you over the head so I get a mitzvah. Like, it doesn't work. Right? So, what that Mishnah Berurah probably meant, I asked this to Rav Shachter a few years ago, he told me, he thinks what the Mishnah Berurah means is in the situation that you know the roommates want to be woken up. Okay, I have a lot more to say, so we gotta move. Sounds like a plan? Now, I should make one other point. The Gemara in Sukkah writes that if defanos amagios waschach, if you have the walls that reach the schach, if they're mamish touching, technically the schach doesn't have to touch the walls, no? We have rules of good asik mechitza, we have rules of chavot romi, right? In other words, you can move stuff imaginarily up and down, so the walls don't have to touch the schach technically, but if the walls do touch the schach, the Gemara says, so I could have schach above 20 amos, and it's kasher. So the Torah over here in Tafrei Shayin Aleph quotes from Rabbeinu Yoel that if I am indoors when I light my Hanukkah candles, so in that situation I have the walls and they touch the ceiling, so then even though my Hanukkah menorah is above 20 amos, I'm okay. If I light a Hanukkah menorah in like a big atrium of a hospital or something and it's way above 20 amos, I'm still okay. That's what the Torah quotes from Rabbeinu Yoel. And the Torah, if I'm lighting indoors for whatever the reason, even though it's above 20 amos, it's kosher. Right, not because of the Mordechai's reason that we don't care about all the rules when you're indoors, but because I have defanos magios ligag, so to speak, the walls touch the roof. And once the walls touch the roof, so I look, and I'm going to see my Hanukkah candle, and it's okay. Just like I look, and I see the schach, and it's going to be okay.
But there's no random shelves, like 20 amos.
Yes, I have like a big like shul menorah
in
the middle of the room.
Near the corner or room or something?
Oh, so the Torah asks, the Torah says, like, my dear Rabbi Yoel, I don't know what you're smoking, but Lamaisa, and by the way, cannabis existed in the time of the Gemara, just
right.
saying.
I did Mazara. Yeah.
Huh?
I did another
thing.
You can like cannabis.
I told you this?
Yeah.
In the Russian
we learned that it's
right, with cannabis, correct, yeah.
It's great stuff.
I was Mazara Kedusha for someone from my show this summer out in L.A., actually near L.A., like in... whatever, 7 hours from LA by car. But not so
near.
But like, we flew to LA. And his parents are like these hippie type people. So at the wedding, they like walked around at the end of the wedding giving everybody a cannabis cigarette to enjoy. And like, this was a different experience.
It's really chilling.
Huh? Apparently, it's legal in the state of California. It's actually not.
And
it's just
Canada.
Decriminalized. In Canada, it's actually legal. But. So, whatever. So, let's go on. So, Ner Chanukah above 20 amos, according to Rabbi Yoel, is going to be kosher if it's indoors. And the Torah says, that doesn't make any sense. Because if I say the schach over 20 amos is kosher, that's because I'm looking at the wall, and my eyes are, like, tracing the wall up, and then I hit the schach. So, that's why it's okay. But it would only make sense, like Elisheva said, if I have my Chanukah candle mamish next to the wall. Right? If my Chanukah candle is not next to the wall, then it wouldn't help at all, then I'm not going to be Yotzei.
Like
but the Rabbeinu Yoel apparently feels that once I'm following the wall, I see the ceiling, so that's going to help for everything else, even in the middle of the room, right? Even if I have like a gigundous menorah in the middle of the room, but because I follow the wall, I see the ceiling, so that's going to help for my gigundous menorah also, and I'll be Yotzei above 20. Almost again, we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Yoel, but it's an interesting shita nonetheless. Sounds like a plan, ladies? Let's go on. Next Gemara. Vam Rav Kahana. What does this Gemara have to do with anything? Habarik ain bo mayim. So there's no mayim, but there's nechashin vak rabim. Like, what the heck?
I have a question.
Oh, really?
Well, like,
so exciting
let's say I'm in a room with like a very high ceiling and I placed it high up. I'm like, why would I think to like look by the wall to see if there's a menorah?
No, I think the idea is that when you feel like you're inside, so your eyes naturally, I think what Rabbeinu Yoel is saying is that when I'm inside, my eyes naturally go up, 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 and I see the stuff on top. Because when I say that above 20 amos, my eyes don't go there, that's because normally my field of vision is until around 40 feet or so. But if I'm looking at something, I could see, right, walk down 34th Street, you could look up way higher than 40 feet. Like, you could look at the Empire State Building, and you'll see a lot of it, because you're dafka looking for it. So when I'm indoors, I'm dafka looking at the wall, so I will end up having my eyes gravitate much higher.
But even according to the Torah, like, why should it be, just, even if it's right, even if it's not next to the wall, like, you would be able to see it.
No, I think if it's right next to the wall, the idea is the Torah holds that as my eyes go up, 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 up the wall, so I'm going to end up seeing the Chanukah menorah that's right next to the wall, because my eyes are naturally tracing the walls.
If it's not next to the wall, though, then the only alternative is to have a giant menorah, which would draw my eyes way more than the
like
wall.
So that's an interesting... So the interesting question over here that some of the poskim speak about is a halacha by the Mavoi, above 20 amos. There's a din at the beginning of Maseches Erin called Amaltera. Amaltera is if I have like a fancy razzle-dazzle type of korah that everyone will look at. It's like fluorescent pink, and everyone's going to see it. So in that case, even though it's above 20 amos, you're Yotzei. So some of the Mefarshim ask, how come there's no equivalent din of Amaltera by Ner Chanukah? Why can't I have like a razzle-dazzle gorgeous menorah that like will be very eye-catching? And I'm not exactly sure what the answer to that kasha is, but somehow by Mavli, we're okay. Maybe it's because the Mavli has to be connected to the Kosvei HaMavli also. So a Maltera connects with the walls, and it's related to this Rabbeinu Yoel versus the Tur. Maybe that's the pshat. I don't know. But it seems to me like this. I remember as a kid, I gave a Dvar Torah at like my Rebbe's house or something when I was in high school, and I said over some Chassam Sofer, which I couldn't find today. And the Chassam Sofer asks, what does this Gemara about the pit have to do with Ner Chanukah above 20 amos? So he says, you know, the Rishonim over here ask a kasha. The Pasuk says that let's save Yosef, and we'll save Yosef, we'll just throw him into a pit. And the Gemara says, They're in the Choshem and Akrabim in the pit. So how are you saving Yosef exactly? You're really killing him. Right? The Gemara at the end of Yevamos says, I could be matir and isha labayla if I say that I saw the husband fell into some pit that has snakes and scorpions, so he's presumed dead. So l'chorah, when they throw Yosef in this pit, Yosef is presumed dead. What's the answer? So the
Chassam... can't see that far down.
You can't see that far down because it's more than 20 amos. In other words, that maybe the Gemara is comparing the idea of Ner Chanukah L'mala Me'esrim Amma to the idea of the Bar of Yosef to tell us why they couldn't see it. They couldn't see it because it was so far down. The Ritva over here writes that they're not Rotzchim, they're not killing Yosef, because they couldn't see the Nechashim and Akrabim at the bottom of the Bar. Now, if this is all correct...
They should have been able to see water then?
Well... Could you see water?
Well, because it says the whole point is the habori
ain b'mayim. There was no water,
which means that they felt like they could conclusively decide that there was no water.
Okay,
unless you say that it wasn't.
Well, I mean, if there would be
a rock and
splash, yeah, you get splash anyway.
It didn't be like went out of the way to be like, let's throw a rock in first.
Yeah, yeah, like, is it a well? Yourself? I don't want to do a well. Like,
well, they wouldn't throw
too
in.
Too
like, no,
okay, apparently, like, they know that there's no water there. Maybe they threw a rock or something, but there's no way of finding out there's scorpions in there.
Right.
So they know that there's no water, but there are scorpions.
Right.
Now. We're saying that the bar is more than 20 amos deep.
But if it's
now,
than 10,
if that's the case, one second, let me just finish the point. So if that's the case, then this Gemara is a raya against Rabbeinu Yoel. No? Because Rabbeinu Yoel is saying that the din of, just like the Gemara says, I'm going to have the Fanos Magios Uschach. So my eyes trace the wall, and I see what's all the way on top.
See it. It's not about
yeah, but it's
where
down.
Our eyes would go.
Versus up.
You're saying that... But again, what we're trying to suggest from the Chassam Sofer, or whoever this Shtickle Torah is from, that over here it's more than 20 amos deep. And that's why you can't see it. So we're equating Ner Chanukah above 20 amos... to the bar of Yosef beneath 20 amos. But Rabbeinu Yoel is right, that when you have walls and a roof, so then your eyes go all the way up and you see the stuff, so then presumably if my eyes can go up, they can go down.
No, but maybe it's like dark in the hole.
Okay. It's dark and they couldn't... Okay.
Lights on top and...
It could be, but if that's the case, then there's no raya that 20 amos up is the same as 20 amos down. Because I would argue that because it's... Right?
This whole,
the only way I could understand this, the location of this Gemara, is that we're trying to say that the bar of Yosef is 20 amos deep.
If
we're saying because it's super dark, so you can't see anything. Again, Sophia?
But a bar that's 10 amos is roid to kill someone.
Right.
Why did he not die?
So obviously he's going to die when they throw him in.
Well, it doesn't mean that
maybe
he will
die.
No, but even if it was empty, whatever, you throw someone in. The whole thing is that, like, when the din of
it,
a bar is
that...
Like,
din of a bar is 10 tfachim. Forget 10 amos.
Oh, see? Yeah,
it's 10 tfachim. Right? But a bar of 10 tfachim doesn't mean you're going to necessarily die. It means that you can, whatever, the animal can die. Shor v'lo adam, right? Chamor v'lo kelim. So, like, there's no mazik of bar on an adam anyway. Right, but let's leave that aside. Okay, so I don't know exactly what to do with this, but I thought maybe if we're equating up and down, then we'd have a raya against the Rabbeinu Yoel, but again, this is all conjecture. Let's go on, next Gemara. Ner Chanukah, you should put it b'tefach ha-smucha le-pesach. There's a discussion in the Gemara, do you put it on the right side or on the left side? The halacha is that you put it on the left, so you have Ner Chanukah on the left and mezuzah on the right. And the Ritva over here quotes from the Gaonim, and this is found in the She'otos in Simen Chafav, you should have Ner Chanukah on the left, mezuzah on the right, and you're wearing tzitzis in the middle. So therefore, you're all surrounded by mitzvahs. A man who lights Chanukah candles is wearing tzitzis in the middle. Got it?
I was getting so excited towards
Chanukah
so that I could fulfill
the well, let's go on, right? And So therefore, therefore you are completely surrounded by mitzvos. The Netziv in his commentary on the She'otos discusses, one second, tzitzis, don't you light Hanukkah candles at night? So either this is a raya that you wear tzitzis at night,
or that you're lighting at Shkiyas HaChama,
or on Erev Shabbos, right? You're lighting at a time that there still is a mitzvah of tzitzis. Excellent. Right, that's what the Netziv says. Now, the Ran over here comments, right, the Ran in the back of the Gemara notes, this idea that the Chanukah candles are on the left because the mezuzah is on the right indicates that, let's say I have a door that does not have a mezuzah, so where do I light my Chanukah candles?
Right.
On the right. Because mitzvahs are usually done on the right. The right is assumed to be more chashuv than the left. That's the idea that... Why would a door not have a mezuzah? A door might not have a mezuzah for a whole host of reasons.
It
doesn't need one. Let's say, halachically, the room is too small. There's no mezuzah. Okay, fine, beautiful. Now, I had a problem with this Gemara. If you remember, we learned in Machlokas Rashi and Tosis about where I light near is Chanukah. I haven't read your tests yet, so who wants...
Either
you light at the Pesach Habayis next to the Chatzar, in which case I understand why I have a mezuzah, according to Rashi. But according to Tosis, I light near Chanukah by Pesach HaChatzar Hasmucha L'mavli. I do not know of any mitzvah to have a mezuzah on the Pesach HaChatzar.
Right?
But Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosis. Right? So this is a problem. So I was actually very bothered by this question a few years ago. Remember, according to Tosis, I light by the door to the chatzar, so how am I talking about mezuzah? So the answer is that Tosis themselves wrote that the Gemara that speaks about lighting by the Pesach means if you happen to be in a situation where your home opens to the Rishus HaRabim. Right? Tosis says that, like, we're basically talking about a weird community planning situation, that your door opens right to the Rishus HaRabim. In that case, when you light at the Pesach Habayis. There's no chatzar at all. Isn't that what Tosis said in Dibar Maskil mitzvah? Netosan chafaf on bezim maskil mitzvah. Umayri deleka chatzar. The case Toson Chafala from Ibeis Mitzvah.
So wait, what case is that?
The case when all of these Gemaras that speak about the door, according to Tosis, like all of these Gemaras are highly unusual. Because, right, usually you light by the Pesach Chotzer. Yet the Gemara says that the Ner Chanukah could be Olah for two people, right? Tosis has like this whole drasha. So Tosfos says, yeah, the Ukimta, the case has to be, all these cases has to be when my house opens to the Rishus HaRabim, that there is no Chatzar at all. And I think this Gemara is a further proof to that idea within Tosfos, because if you light at the Pesach HaChatzar, so then obviously there is no mezuzah, the Pesach HaChatzar. No? Make sense?
When you're lighting at the Pesach of your house.
So I'm living at the Pesach of my house, and I happen to have a weird community where my home opens right next to the Rishus HaRabim. Good? Have a good yontiv, or whatever you call it, up north. Fine. Weiter. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Asi. Asur lahartzos ma'os keneged ner Chanukah. Okay, translate the word lahartzos. To count. Who says that?
Rashi,
great. Rambam, I need my Rambam. So the Rambam actually writes something interesting, like he usually does. So the Rambam writes, "Afilu livdok ma'os olim nosan laora asur." The Rambam writes not only to count money, but the Rambam says even to check money. Now, it seems like this. So what do you mean to check money? I think checking money means, in their days, people used to try to pass off fake coins all the time. Right? Remember, for us, we have a mint in Philadelphia and San Francisco, and we mint coins, so they're all the same. In their times, they would make coins by having like somebody sit there and bang on it, and people would try to pass off fake coins. So in order to make sure the coin is real, you have to really look at it very carefully, no? I think when the Rambam says, livdok ma'os, again, this is my own idea, so if you don't like it, you know, you'll just get it wrong on the test. But when the Rambam says, livdok ma'os, I think what the Rambam means is to check the money, I have to have a lot of sunlight, a lot of candlelight. Right? So you have to, it's, you need more light, more concentration. It's something that requires iyun. Limnos, to just count money, especially in their times. You see, for us, if it's really dark, if I'm outside and I have dollar bills, it might be hard to tell, is it a 5, is it a 10, is it a 20? No? But in their times, all the money is coins, and the higher valued coins weighed more than the lower valued coins. Correct? Remember, in the Tanakh, weights and money are the same thing. A shekel is a weight of silver, and a shekel is also a certain amount of currency. Right? So I could count money just by, you know, even if it's somewhat dark, I could count money. It doesn't require very much eon. But livdok ma'os, I think, requires much more eon. Does this make sense so far?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so now I got you in the palm of my hand. Look at the Rush. Oh. Look at the Rush in Simin Vav. So first, the Rush has the same conversation. The Rishonim discuss how come the Gemara says lahartzos ma'os. Doesn't mean that the only thing that's usher to do near a Chanukah candle is a davar shel chol, but a davar shel kedusha is permitted. That is like the sheet of the Baal HaItor that is quoted. The Baal HaMa'ar quotes that sheet as well. Right, that there's one sheet that lahartzos ma'os is usher because it's not kedusha. But if I want to, let's say, eat a Shabbos meal, a yontiv meal, I want to learn Torah, so then it's going to be permitted. However, the majority of Rishonim understand that we say lahartzos ma'os in the sense of it's not a tashmish kavua. No? A tashmish kavua is the type of thing that you sit down to do. It's like an activity that you plan for. A tashmish arai is something you just happen to do. Counting money, most of us don't have on our daily calendar, this is money counting time. Right? You just count money whenever it happens, like a tashmish arai, no? It's not a davar kavua. That's what the Rush says. And therefore, when this Gemara says that it's asur lahartzos ma'os, what the Gemara means is even though counting money is a tashmish arai, still it is forbidden. Even though it's a tashmish arai, still it's forbidden. That's what the Rush says. By the way, it's worth noting, just because we're trying to go a little bit quicker, it's worth noting that the Ran presents this very similar to the Rush, but unlike the Rush, who speaks about tashmish kavua versus tashmish arai, the Ran speaks about tashmish kal. Excellent, right? Tashmish kal means, is it like an easy thing to do or not? That's very, right, that's very different than arai versus kavua.
Like, that makes sense if we're saying heker mitzvah, right? Because if you're going to really...
Wait a minute, we're going to have to plug everything in. Wait. We're not up to plugging it in yet. First, we are setting the table, right? So now, so then the Rush writes that... I'm missing something good.
Said to you, we were just setting the table.
So I said,
"Not
bad." That was funny. Not bad. So then the Rush writes that Tashmish Arai is going to still be Usur, and that's what Rav Asi is teaching us. Why? Why is Tashmish Arai Usur? So the Rush writes, it's a Tashmish Arai Shel Ganai. By the way, the Rishonim have a very low impression of money, no? Money, according to the Tshuvas HaRashba, is muksa machmas chisaron kis on Shabbos. No, it's money is muksa machmas gufo on Shabbos, because it's like etzim va'avonim. It's completely useless, the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. Money is useless, right? Who would guess? But that's what the Rashi says. The Rishonim have a very low impression of money, and the Rashi over here has a low impression of money. He says, counting money is a tashmish arai shel genai. Right? It's not just a davar shel chol. He calls it davar shel genai. Right? To count money is like a low thing. And it's usher why lefi sheyadav simuchos lener la'ayin bahen yafe. V'chein mash malashim keneged ner Chanukah v'lo ka'amar usher lahartzos ma'os le'ora. Right? The Rush is saying that the case is that you're very close to the candle, and his proof is that the Lashon is keneged ner Chanukah. Keneged sounds like it's closer, as opposed to just saying le'ura, which would sound like it's further away. Nachon? So I would argue that the Rush is maintaining that you have to be very close to the candle.
Then wouldn't he say levdok?
He does. The Rush ever say beferish that it's not levdok?
Unless he said that, you'd assume he just...
I don't know the simple translation of the word lahartzos. I am contending that the Rush is translating lahartzos in the livdok sense, and that's why for the Rush it's got to be very close to the ner. If it's not close to the ner, it doesn't, right? If it's not close to the ner, keneged, right? What? So I would get an impression that if it's further away from the Nair, it is going to be permitted. Nachon.
Why?
Now, to explain this a little bit, L'cha'ora, we have to take a step back. What's the reason why I'm not allowed to get benefit from the Neiros of Chanukah? So the Baal HaMa'or over here presents that there are different sugyos. The sugya that we had at the beginning of the Chanukah part of the Perek, that's also l'shtamish l'ora, the Bahamar understands that that's because the candles of Chanukah are similar to the candles of the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't get handoff from them. No?
That's the
Bahamar. We had the Ran said it also, but if you look at the Bahamar at the beginning...
Right. I thought he was just
the Bahamar is before the Ran.
The Ran
quotes the Bahamar, right? But the Bahamar,
right?
The Bahamar is before the Ran. So the Bahamar says that there are different sugyos about the iser of getting handoff from the candles. The Gemara at the beginning of the Chanukah stuff sound like it's because there's a certain dimion to the Neiros HaMikdash. And if that's the case, everything is going to be aser. Bein hishdamsha shel kodesh, bein shel chol, everything is aser. Our Gemara says, aser lahartzos ma'os, implying only shel chol is aser, but shel kodesh would be mutter. And then the next Gemara says, a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, about whether madlikin miner laner. And in that case, we paskin that you are madlikin miner laner. But that's only because I am doing the same mitzvah, right? One Chanukah candle, two Chanukah candles, go one from the other, right? That's why it's okay. If not, it's going to be usher. And basically, the Bahamur says that there are three different sugyos with three different shitos about getting handoff from the Chanukah candles, even though they're all located within the space of two dapim of Gemara. But nonetheless, these are three completely different sugyos. That's what the Bahamur says. Let me just try to finish like two more, a little bit more, and then we'll get to your point, Sophie. I'm not cutting you short. I just really want to make a few more points here. Now, according to the approach of our Gemara, that the Isser of, the way the Bahamar understands our Gemara, that the Isser of Lahartzos Mo'os only applies to a Dover Shel Chol, but not a Dover Shel Kodesh, that makes more sense if I take an approach of Bizoy Mitzvah. The Bizoy Mitzvah approach is saying, I can't use my Chanukah Neiros for something else, because it's an insult to the Mitzvah to use it for a Dover Shel Chol. It's insulting to the Mitzvah. There's another approach that we could also take, that many Rishonim say, that the reason I shouldn't use my Chanukah candles for something else is because I need Pirsum Hanes. Pirsum Hanes in the sense that you have, like what we spoke about before with Heker, but Pirsum Hanes in the sense that you have to know that it's a Chanukah candle. You're not going to know it's a Chanukah candle if you think I'm using it. Nachon? You see a candle on the table, by the way, the Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch that when you light inside the house and you're laying the Chanukah candles on your table, put them in a different place than you usually keep your candles. Because you need some evidence that it is a Chanukah candle. It's not just a plain candle. So now, I have all these reasons. The Rush might be saying something like this. The Reish might say, you know what? If I am doing a Davar Shel Mitzvah, so then the reason the Bizui Mitzvah doesn't apply. But the other reason that people might think that it's not a Chanukah candle, they might not have Pirsum Hanes, that reason still does apply. But that reason only applies if I'm doing something that's close to the candle. You see, if I'm doing something close to the candle, people are going to say, oh, I lit the candle for that purpose. But if I'm doing something that's far away from the candle, then it's not going to be a problem. So that's why the Rush presumably says that the only real Isser is a Tashmish Arai Shel Ganai. Where, you see, let's say it like this. A Tashmish Akavua, people might say, I lit the candle to do the Tashmish Kavua. But if it's a Tashmish Arai, it's the type of thing that you just happen to do, no one is going to argue that you lit the candle for that. So for the Rush, Tashmish Arai Shel Ganai, right? That's the issue. Because it's Tashmish Arai, no one's going to say I lit the candle for that purpose. Still, because it's Ganai, it's going to be usher only when it's really near the candles. That, I think, is what emerges from the Rush. Just to make one last point, and then we'll take Sophia's question, and then we'll break. The Rashba, at the beginning of the Chanukah Sugya, the Rashba, I think, is the opposite of the Rush. The Rashba writes, let's say, the Rashba says that the Kosha Mishtamish Bo, if I use the candle, it's not Pirsum Hanes. The Haroa Omer Letzorko Huda Adlaka. If I'm using the candle, so people say, it's a plain candle, it's not a Chanukah candle, I'm using it for my own purpose. V'hokach. Afilu leka bizoi mitzvah, kohecha delo mifarsima, aser. Even if there's no bizoi mitzvah, but if there's no pirsum, it's aser because people say, I lit it for my own purpose, it's not a Chanukah candle. V'hochanami, de'ika bizoyon mitzvah, kehartsaos ma'os me rachok, right? In other words, when I'm rachok, so no one's going to say I lit the candle for it. Still, it's aser out bizoy mitzvah. In other words, the Rashba is giving us the opposite scenario than the Rush gives us. The Rush is saying that I am very close to the candle. Right? That's what we saw in the Rush. That's how he understood the word keneged. The Rashba says, no, I'm far away from the candle. And because I'm far away from the candle, so you're not going to say that I lit the candle for that purpose, I'm far away from it, but nonetheless, it still might be bizui mitzvah. That's what the Rashba says. So what's interesting is, the Rush and the Rashba have a machlokes about whether I am counting money or I am inspecting money. Right? The Rush who says I'm close to the candle, I would contend as saying that I'm inspecting the money. That's why I'm close by. The Rashba is saying, no, I'm far away. And because I'm far away, what I'm really doing is I'm counting money, I'm not inspecting the money. And the Rashba says, you know what, there's still Bizoy Mitzvah in that case. The Rush would say, you know what, there's no Bizoy Mitzvah because I'm doing this Derech Arai, and maybe Derech Arai is not really considered a Bizoy. Apparently the Rashba doesn't accept that Sparah. Again, I'm still working this out a little bit. I don't think I have this I don't think I understand this completely, but the point that I do understand is that the Rosh and the Rashba are disagreeing about whether it's Karov or Rachok, which I think depends on the translation of the word Lahartzos. Any questions, or we should go and try to make a train? Yeah.
Well, yeah, that too, but also. So wait, you're saying the Rosh says that, I thought you were saying it's Tashmish Arai, and so normally,
Tashmish Arai.
Wait, no, you think it's not a problem, but it's still a problem because it's
Gennadi. It's Gennadi, right.
Right. Okay.
I think that's correct. And Gennadi is really a Bizoi.
Right.
Right. In other words, a Dover Shel Chol on its own might not be a Bizoi, but the Rosh has like a very negative approach to money. Again, I have to work that out. It could be that the Rashba is disagreeing with the Rosh. In that case, the connection I made before with the Shuvas HaRash about Muksamach Mas Gufo might not actually fit in. But I'm still thinking about this. Talia? Comment? Okay, ladies. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Try to sleep up, because apparently students in college don't sleep all that much. Rest. Enjoy. Have a good Yom Tov.